House Republican introduces resolution acknowledging unborn babies' right to life under 14th Amendment. By Katherine Hamilton on June 7, 2023. Representative Doug Lamborn, RCO, introduced a resolution on Tuesday that acknowledges unborn babies are entitled to the protection of life and liberty established by Section 1 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The Recognizing Life Resolution, H.R.E.S. 464, calls on Congress, the President, and the courts to protect unborn babies according to the Constitution and clarifies that a right to life under the 14th Amendment has always been intended to include the unborn. The resolution said this reading is also consistent with the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed for individual states and Congress to make laws about abortion. While we are grateful that Roe has been overturned, there is still much work to be done to advance and strengthen the protection of human life, beginning in the womb, Lamborn said in a statement. The Recognizing Life Resolution is the new North Star that will guide future legislation and set the precedent for our nation to secure equal protection for unborn children and preserve the sanctity of life. I am pleased to introduce this resolution and look forward to continuing the pro-life momentum already making waves around the nation. The text of the resolution states that based on sound historical, medical, and scientific evidence, the life of each human person begins at fertilization and that human persons at every stage of development before birth have moral and legally protectable interests in life, health, and well-being. The resolution argues that the word person as used in the 14th Amendment had a settled public meaning that included any child living in the womb, and the drafters and ratifiers of the amendment intended to include all human beings, including unborn children, within the scope of the amendment's protective embrace. Permissive state abortion laws deprive an unborn human person of the right to life and the enjoyment of the equal protection of the laws guaranteed by the 14th Amendment, and the intentional destruction of human life prior to birth through abortion is inimical to our national values, history, and sense of justice, the resolution reads. The resolution overall calls on lawmakers to enact legislation that reflects the right to life of unborn babies and asks the Supreme Court to acknowledge and vindicate the right of unborn children to the enjoyment of the equal protection of the laws in every state and federal territory. The resolution notes that it should not be construed to permit the prosecution of any woman for the death of her unborn baby. The 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution guarantees equal protection under the law and ensures that no one is unjustly deprived of their fundamental rights to life and liberty, said resolution co-sponsor Representative Debbie Lesko, RAS. As we look to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the end of Roe v. Wade, I am pleased to join Congressman Lamborn in introducing this important legislation to secure pre-born babies' constitutional right to life across our nation. Watch. Feminists scream their heads off at pro-lifers during 2023 Women's March. The resolution has received support from several pro-life advocacy groups, including Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and Live Action. When a mother is pregnant, she is carrying a child. A human being. A person. Science confirms what we all intuitively understand. A new and genetically distinct human being comes into existence at the moment of fertilization. Lila Rose, founder and president of Live Action, said in a statement. That means that our constitutional right to equal protection under the law should extend to children in the womb so that they cannot be violently and indiscriminately killed through elective abortion, Rose continued. I'm grateful for Representative Lamborn's bold leadership in helping set the new North Star for the pro-life movement to ensure every child is legally protected. The co-sponsors of this resolution are Reps. Debbie Lesko, R.Oz, Robert Adderholt, R.L., Jim Banks, R.N., Jack Bergman, Army, Lauren Boebert, R.C.O., Josh Brecking, R.O.K., Jeff Duncan, R.S.C., Mike XL, R.M.S., Russ Fulcher, R.I.D., Paul Gosar, R.Oz, Andy Harris, R.M.D., Ronnie Jackson, R.T.X., Mike Kelly, R.P.A., Doug LaMalfa, R.C.A., Tracy Mann, R.K.S., John Molinar, Army, Matthew Rosendale, R. Mount, Tim Wahlberg, R. Me, Randy Weber, RTX, and Joe Wilson, RSC.